News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. World shares are mixed ahead of Friday's update on the U.S. job market. The report will offer insights into how the economy is faring. And U.S. futures also edged higher, and oil prices fell on Friday. Elon Musk is threatening to decommission the SpaceX Dragon space capsule. It brings supplies and astronauts to the International Space Station. Musk's comments follow President Trump's threat to cancel government contracts with two Musk companies, SpaceX and Starlink. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the latest on President Donald Trump's attempts to stop foreign students from attending Harvard University.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking President Donald Trump's proclamation that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard University. Trump issued the proclamation Wednesday, and the judge blocked it late Thursday after Harvard filed a legal challenge. Foreign students account for about a fourth of Harvard's student body and for much of the university's research and scholarship. U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs in Boston has also extended the temporary hold she placed on the Trump administration's previous attempt to end Harvard's enrollment of international students. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security revoked Harvard's certification to host foreign students and issue paperwork to them for their visas. Donna Warder, Washington.
The man behind Boulder, Colorado's firebombing attack has been charged with 118 counts, including attempted murder. On Sunday, Mohammed Sabri Solomon yelled "Free Palestine" and then threw Molotov cocktails at demonstrators calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. He was advised of the charges during a court hearing in Boulder on Thursday. Solomon also faces a hate crime in federal court. Veterans, world leaders, and thousands of others are gathered in Normandy, France for the 81st anniversary of D-Day. The D-Day 1944 invasion of Nazi-occupied France was a pivotal moment in World War II. It led to the collapse of Adolf Hitler's regime. This is AP News. Kyiv's mayor says a Russian missile and drone attack on the city early Friday killed at least four people and injured 20 others.
Injured people are carried to ambulances in the immediate aftermath of the Kyiv strike, while firefighters work as quickly as they can to extinguish multiple fires. The combined attack is part of a wider overnight assault that's become the latest in a series of large-scale attacks targeting regions across Ukraine. Klitschko says search and rescue operations are underway at several locations. Multiple explosions were heard for hours in the capital, Kyiv, where falling debris sparked fires across several districts as air defense systems attempted to intercept incoming targets. In turn, Ukraine's human rights chief, Dmytro Luhanets, calls for a strong international response to Russia's latest overnight attack, saying the assault violates basic human rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.